find someone that's older than you that's willing to share the mistakes they've made so you can learn from those and not make them. But they're also willing to learn from you.
Isn't it easy to become discouraged in your life and in your faith? Well, Ford Taylor loves to encourage people who are struggling. Hi, I'm Mark Gothier, and today on Making Your Life Count, Ford reminds us that there is always hope.
I would say, number one, don't give up. There's a good chance that God has spoken to you, and you are seeking God. You still be involved with people, a group, that you can work with, live with, play with, to continue to seek God. It is painful when you're told, you know, God doesn't work that way, God doesn't do these things. And when God gets put in a box, it is very difficult.
And Ford is always encouraging the younger generation.
I would say to the Gen Xers, the millennials, and the teenagers, then the next generation, you are the hope for our country. So find someone that's older than you that's willing to share the mistakes they've made so you can learn from those and not make them. But they're also willing to learn from you, to hear what God may be saying to you, to learn from the talent and the skill set that you have, that guys like me that have this gray hair, we don't have that skill set that you have. And some of you are going to be world changers. So follow God, find Jesus, hear the Holy Spirit, and do what God calls you to do.
Who has God placed in your path? Take the time to listen to them, and then share from your own experience. God can use you to encourage others. Maybe you want to know how you can walk with God more closely. Go to crew.org, that's CRU.org.